Yeah.
Okay, I have brought the wine, and we're now drinking the wine. Which one is this again?
This is a Gevrey Chambertin Pommeau Noir from René Leclerc.
Which vintage?
88. And this is an interesting story because René Leclerc has a brother called Philippe, and they own basically the same properties, the same vineyards. So they both make wine from the same vineyard, only René owns this row of vines and Philippe owns this row of vines. And the wines couldn't be more different. It's the same little vineyard. And that only happens in Burgundy. And some people like Philippe. Robert Parker happened to like Philippe when he used to write about Burgundy. I happen to like René. I think René gets the refinement.
You said this was the wine we needed to drink. I'm about to take a sip. Should I just do it, or do you want to preconceive me?
Well, I think you do it.
I want to give Bob a chance here because we're ganging up on him two against one.
Okay, you start with the nose and you get an earthy bouquet.
Yeah.
But it's so complete.
Yeah.
And it doesn't overwhelm you with intensity. But here we are, 100% Pinot Noir.
Yeah. A lot going on in a small picture.
Right.
It's lovely. All right, let's try it.
It still may not be. I already did try it. The nose is absolutely lovely. It's harmonious. There's that. You know it's going to be sweet just smelling it. But
it's got
it
sweetness, but it's got balance.
But it's a rhapsody, not a symphony. It's a lovely rhapsody. And you know what? The symphony is not better than a rhapsody. But it is bigger and more ambitious and grabs you more by something.
I don't know. I find this difficult to argue with the completeness of the wine. That
right.
Bit of
yeah.
acidity.
It's
that
complete
grabs
in what it is.
Right. And you know, we just completed a tasting of Bordeaux with some fabulous Bordeaux.
Yeah.
But I don't think any, in terms of structure, were better than this. Many were as good.
I agree with you too. For what it is. This is as good a rhapsody as those were symphonies. With the possible exception of Parma 66 and Latour 66. In the future, Margot 96.
I think this is absolutely lovely taste. But I still, if I were comparing this to the nicest Bordeaux, or not even the nicest, but the nicer Bordeaux.
That's what I have right here. I was just waiting.
I don't mean to sound like a nymphomaniac or something.
You but, always do, though. It's okay. Just own up to it.
But the Bordeaux is really just the way
I'm with Thelma. I mean, I'm nodding my head and going, yeah, yeah, that's good. That's really good. I'm not overwhelmed. I'm not throwing my head back and seeing visions of deities. You know what I mean? I'm not inspired to my very core. I'm just saying, wow, that is delicious. You know, and
that's what Burgundy is about, because Burgundy is real wine. And yeah,
and the stuff that inspires you to your core is not real wine?
Well, that's what he's saying. He says that does inspire him.
I don't see you going silent with reverence upon having a sip of that. I couldn't talk to you after like a 66 Palmer. I'd need a moment.
66 Palmer is exceptional, and it reaches the point of some really, really good Burgundy. And goes well beyond most. But there are Burgundies. I mean, you catch a Musigny from Beaujolais or Drouin or a good producer, you get some of the Grand Cru.
But you're saying this isn't good, what we're drinking just isn't good enough, so I'm not getting it. But this is great. I don't think you need better than this. This is just wonderful.
Okay,
I'm getting I get it.
This is a wine that retails for about $75 a bottle. To get this quality in Bordeaux, you're up in the $200-$300 or more.
Well, that's true.
But we're not talking about price. Yeah. We're talking about aesthetics and poetry.
Okay.
Here.
Well, this to me has all the aesthetics, all the poetry, all the music. Yeah, it's maybe not quite the subtleties of a Lafitte, but it has the magic of Burgundy, but the terroir, and terroir does not escape the Burgundians. In Burgundy, the great winemakers more or less let the wine make itself. And that's what life is all about. You know, the great vineyards of France were planted by the Romans 2,000 years ago. And as time evolved, they knew the best varietals, they knew how to make the wines, and yeah, they tweak them, they get them a little bit better. And in Burgundy, they made some mistakes in the middle of the last century.
Mistakes were made.
Yeah, absolutely. And they were in Bordeaux, too.
Yeah, everybody has their ups and downs.
Now, this generation of winemakers in Burgundy, I think they really have it right. And their sons and daughters are going to have it more right. There's more organic wine being produced in Burgundy than probably anywhere else for vineyard area. And it's a taste that I happen to like. I mean, I could summarize it right there.
And I don't like it.
Yeah.